Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call the action, here's Harry Graves and Anthony Beers.
Hello, football fans listening to us today on WCDOsports.com. If you're following Spencer Van Etten High School, Panther football is on the air.
And hello to fans joining us the traditional way on FM 101 or AM 1490. Harpersville Hornets football is on the air.
I'm Harry Graves, and we are now in Section 4 Class D playoff action, and it's time for Tri-Town High School football on WCDO.
And I'm Anthony Beers. Today, we're at the Harpersville High School football field, and we're just moments away from kickoff for the contest between the Hornets and the Panthers.
So this is the second game of a weekend spectacular. Last night, we saw the Unitego Spartans defeating Moravia by a score of 35-6. And in a few moments, it's going to be the contest between Harpersville and, of course, Spencer Van Etten High School.
And tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center right there on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season.
So, Anthony, we are three-quarters of the way through the Class D playoffs right now. It was Sydney Tioga in a contest yesterday. Tioga won that one, and it's interesting because all three home teams won last night. 31-0 was the final as Tioga defeated the Sydney Warriors. The contest that you and I saw was a 35-6 Unitego win over Moravia. And the final contest of the night between Elmira Notre Dame and Walton, the Walton Warriors were defeated by Notre Dame 36-28. The final quarterfinal game is this contest.
And, Harry, you and I spoke with Coach Kimmel before the game, telling us that the winner of this game will be playing Tioga next week in the next round of the playoffs. Tioga has brought in, given Harpersville their only loss this season, and we all saw Jesse Manuel give them a lot of trouble.
So we look at these two teams in this game today. It is going to be Spencer Van Etten. They are 3-2 in Division 7 play. They are 5-2 overall. The Harpersville Hornets in Division 5 is what I believe it is, and they're 4-1 there and 6-1 overall.
And Spencer Van Etten this season is 3-1 in road games, so we'll see how they do against Harpersville, which has been 2-1 at home. They had to play Tioga, which is a game you and I saw this regular season as well, Harry.
And you can tell that sports geeks end up having a fascination with numbers.
And speaking of numbers, we have a lot of interesting things to tell you about today's game. We're now in the Section 4 Class D playoffs, and everything coming up is going to be interesting for you in just a bit.
And you're listening to Saturday Afternoon Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
We're a little over halfway with our free $20 gift certificate giveaway at your Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans. Every time you shop between now and November 9th, use your preferred shopper's card and watch your totals grow at the end of your receipt. Once you hit $400, you automatically qualify for a free $20 gift certificate. Pick it up anytime before Thanksgiving to help out with that holiday meal. This week, stop by and check out these great products. Sugardale Smoked Bone-In Shank Portion Hams, only $1.29 a pound. Fresh Grade A Sanderson Farm Boneless and Skinless Chicken Breasts, only $1.99 a pound. And 5-pound bags bags of fresh white potatoes. Buy one, get one free. How about assorted Duncan Hines cake mixes? Our entire line of Campbell's condensed soups, 29-ounce assorted Hunt's canned tomatoes, and assorted Barilla pastas. All just $1 this week only. Our Super Saver coupons are knockout prices with 5-ounce cans of Bumblebee Chunk Light Tuna, only 79 cents. 16-ounce Plumrose Premium Sliced Bacon, $2.99. And a dozen large white eggs, just 99 cents. All sold below cost with a minimum purchase of $15 and a limit 3 offers. All these great deals and more can be found at your Sydney and Unadilla. Great Americans.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $2.99 and recliners from only $1.99 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet Stores are open 7 days a week at Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for less.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport. Did you know Enchanted Gardens Route 7 Harpersville is a full-service florist featuring beautiful flowers perfect for any occasion? They also have antiques, candles, jams and jellies, and other great gift selections. Plus, you can save 20% off their already low prices on trees and shrubs right now. Enchanted Gardens is fully insured and still booking for your fall plantings and landscape design and construction. Or for a free estimate, call Steve or Sherry at 693-275. Enchanted Gardens, Route 7, Harpersville. Family owned and operated for over 27 years.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Anthony and Harry here on the Tri-County Heartbeat. We've got some starting rosters for you for our upcoming game between Spencer Van Etten and Harpersville. And for the Panthers, the starting quarterback will be Elliot Deppe. He's a senior, number 15. And up front, he's got an entire offensive line of seniors for you. At center position is Cody Merrick, number 75. And to his right will be David Elston, number 52, at the guard position. And to Merrick's left will be Troy Roll, number 51, at left guard. And other tackles, Hayden Grover, 65, and Doug Burley, number 54. And tight end Joe Judge will be wearing number 24 in today's game. And wide receiver Zach Tyson, number 10. In the backfield for the Panthers is Chris Dewey, a junior running back, number 40. Hunter Bergmark, a senior fullback, number 12. And Garrett Swayze, a freshman running back, number 33. This team is coached by Ron Miller.
Well, we saw both teams out here doing their warm-ups without their shoulder pads. They have both gone back into the locker room to get properly dressed now, and we see the Panthers of Spencer Van Etten are on the field, and we are still awaiting the arrival of the Harpersville Hornets.
And the starting roster for the Hornets will be led by quarterback Devin Dean, as a junior, number 6, and in the backfield, the elusive Stephen Lee, number 7, and Cody Snow, number 15, and fullback Mitchell Weist, number 44. Up front for Dean, Silas Weckel at the center position, number 66. guards Sean Sweet, number 67, and Scott Gregory, number 70. Tyler Gates, number 71, Brad Bender, number 76. Tight end John Andrews, and other tight end Dylan Smith, number 22, along with wide receiver Mike McMillan coming in frequently for the Hornets.
So this is going to be another one of those games that could determine who is going to be going up against Tioga a little bit later on. We said that Tioga has already secured one position for the semifinals next week. The semifinals, I understand, are going to be played at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium, and I'm pretty certain they're going to end up being Saturday games next week. One of those games will be scheduled probably, I don't know, maybe 3 o'clock, and the other one at 5 o'clock or 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock. They stagger them, and they haven't announced those. We will be finding out the times and places of all Week 9 games coming up over this weekend, and we'll have them for you on Monday.
And, Harry, I was out on the field earlier. Interesting weather conditions for today's game. Quite cold, but the real factor today is definitely going to be the wind.
The wind is very interesting because it was gusting. I won't say steadily blowing, because if you look along the trees along the way, you're not seeing any movement at all. But the wind is, for all intents and purposes, gusting from our right to our left. And there are times when it really blows, and as a result, any footballs could be just hung up there and sort of had suspended animation today.
A definite factor in the potential of today's passing game. Both teams are out on the field now. Both teams are huddled up and getting ready to go. We're about 3 minutes away from kickoff, so we'll take a short break and come back. And you're listening to Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955. For a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
October is National Cruise Vacation Month, and Catskill Travel in Sydney has incredible sales all month long. 8-day sailings from New York to Florida and the Bahamas, just $2.99 per person. 9-day sailings from New York to San Juan, St. Thomas, St. Martin, and Dominican Republic, only $3.99 per person. And a Bermuda group cruise from New York for this April, an incredible $2.24 per person, all based on availability. Call Catskill Travel now at 563-2156, Main Street in Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
You're listening to Playoff Football on WCDO. I'm Anthony Beers here with Harry Graves, and it's currently the opening coin toss between Harpersville and Spencer Van Etten.
This is one of those games where we really can't go back and look at the schedule and say, well, in common opponents, the two teams fared this and that. Because the Harpersville Hornets, for all intents and purposes, are in the Eastern Division. That's called MAC, Midland State Athletic Conference. And Spencer Van Etten is in the western half of Section 4, and they basically play schools that are involved in the IAC, or the Interscholastic Athletic Conference. The only team that they played in common this year is Cander. Spencer Van Etten ended up winning, defeating Cander 38-22, but Cander forfeited to the Harpersville Hornets. So as a result, you really have no way to compare these two teams whatsoever.
We'll see how this one plays out. Spencer Van Etten will be receiving. Harpersville will be kicking off. These teams are getting ready to go here, and they are taking the field for today's opening kickoff.
The officials for today's game are out of the Southern Tier chapter of the New York State Certified Football Officials Association. The referee today will be Vern Rowlands. The other members of his crew, Jim McLean, will be the umpire. Marty Kluka, the head linesman. The line judge will be Kevin Wilcox Sr., and Kevin Wilcox Jr. will be the back judge today.
And the ball is being placed on the tee. Kicking, it appears to be number 71, Tyler Gates. Let's put the ball down there on the tee.
This is one of those where the Harpersville Hornets will be kicking more or less with the winds to their back. A very sparse crowd actually on both sides of the field today, because it's going to be one of those windy days. So you can be thankful you're listening on WCDL.
Here's the opening kick for Harpersville on return of Spencer Van Etten, and it's going to be picked up and bowled forward, brought down at about the 32-yard line.
So it will be starting at the 32, and Spencer Van Etten decked out in their white road uniforms with bright red numerals. They will be moving from our left to our right, and Harpersville with their home navy blue and gold uniforms.
Chris Dewey returned that opening kick for the Panthers, and leading the offense will be Elliot Deppe, and he surveys the field in the formation for the Panthers. A lot of men in the backfield here. Deppe kicks a man in motion, takes a snap, and hands it off to the left. That's Dewey.
Well, no great gain on that one. They'll get out to about the 35, and a whole host of Harpersville players will be in there for that stop. The field announcer says John Andrews leading the way.
Quite a pile of players in that situation with many members in the backfield condensing the field.
So other games around the area today, we have only about seven. We'll tell you about them later.
Deppe again kicks the same man in motion, runs the same play again to Dewey. This time he makes a man miss, falls forward for another short gain.
Yeah, Jacob Matthews, a freshman, ends up going into motion in the backfield. He will run from right to his left and goes in front of the quarterback.
I spoke with Coach earlier, and there's many seniors up front on the offensive line, but after that, there have been many freshmen called up on the roster for the Panthers.
Yeah, and two or three of those freshmen are in starting positions today. It's going to be Cody Merrick breaking out of the huddle and coming up to the line of scrimmage over center.
And Merrick's ready to snap, and now everyone else is. Same man in motion. This time it's going to be a throw, and it's caught. And with a halt of daylight ahead of him, here comes a big potential play for a touchdown, and there it is. Touchdown, Spencer Van Etten.
Yeah, Stephen Lee was the man that time, and a flag is going to be called, and we have a, this is a very hurting penalty. That penalty right there, the flag was thrown on Devin Dean. Dean pushed the ball carrier once he was in the end zone, just gave him a push out of the way. And we will see the severity of the penalty. If it is yardage, it's not bad. If it's ejection, that's a whole different thing, because Dean could be sorely missed in this lineup.
Reception that time was by Zach Tyson on the touchdown for the Panthers.
So we will have a discussion going on down in amongst actually the Harpersville Hornets. Now they manage to call. It is going to be Elliot Deppe, the senior quarterback. He comes out of the huddle, and they are going to be calling the penalty against Harpersville. And it looks like no movement of the ball whatsoever. So 6-0 is our score.
And a two-point PAT conversion appears to be the attempt. Deppe under center and rolls right and throws the football to a diving receiver who makes the catch for the two-point conversion to be good. That was Swayze.
That ball was thrown in there. Swayze grabs it down. 8-0 is our score. Here we are at 10 minutes and 28 seconds of the opening period of this ball game.
And we're going to take a short break. You're listening to football on WCDO.
If you use propane, here's how to use it wisely. Call Morabito. We offer our propane customers some significant benefits. We don't add fees and surcharges to your bill. We provide automatic delivery and payment options to best fit your needs. It's the smarter way to put the power of propane to work for you. Call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. For propane, think Morabito.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Anthony and Harry here. And after a quick throw and catch, but a lot of yards after the catch for Zach Tyson, it's an 8-0 score for Spencer Van Etten after the two-point conversion. And they're all set to kick off. 10:28 reads the clock in the first quarter. Wasting no time was the Panthers in this one.
And so the penalty is actually assessed on the kickoff, so they are not going to have any more than a kicking measurement penalty.
Joe Judge sends a deep kick to start off this one, and a big hit in the middle of the field for Harpersville's opening drive. There's a player down on the field.
Let's see. So one of the Harpersville Hornets is going to be shaken up, and as a result, we will have lots of scurrying out there as they talk about people.
And we have a listener in the Dominican Republic rooting for the Harpersville Hornets.
Interesting. The World Wide Web reaches all kinds of places. Last night we had listeners from the Western United States and a lot of people from West Central New York. As any fan who is joining us today to support the Spencer Van Etten Panthers is joining us via the World Wide Web on WCDO Sports. .com. It looks to me like it is going to be number 44, Mitchell Weiss, who now will come off the field for one. Well, no, Weiss just came off the field. He is not the man who was shaken up.
Yeah, John Andrews is the man who suddenly seems a lot more okay than he was before. He jumped up quickly and walked off on his own will.
Yeah, but you have to sit out one play. So as a result, he comes to the near sidelines. Weiss running back in with the play from the coaches on the near sidelines. Harpersville in the early stages of this ball game, trailing 8-0.
And we know Andrews is a big part of this offense for Harpersville, so hopefully he's in fine condition. McMillan split out to the left of Devin Dean, who kicks a man in motion and takes a snap, but flags come flying in.
Yeah, that time McMillan way off on the near sidelines was off and ready to go. McMillan, a big boy, 6'3", 184 pounds. He's a good target to be throwing to.
And the ruling was a penalty against Spencer Van Etten. That'll push him back 5 yards.
So with the movement of the football, it will take it across the 30 to about the 32-yard line.
Harpersville on their opening drive in today's game. Just a cloudy, cold kind of day.
We have the opportunity here to have it buffered a little bit because this is a glass-enclosed press box.
And we're not complaining. Dean takes the snap and keeps it himself after a play fake after he's hit by a nice gain by Dean.
Probably going to be enough for the first down as they get across the 45 to about the 48-yard line, and the signal comes down, and it is first down, Harpersville Hornets.
Harpersville likes to run the football and can keep the ball on the ground quite well. You and I have seen it, Harry, but now they're coming out in a multiple receiver set, two to Dean's right and two to his left, one man in the backfield. He takes a snap and throws it quickly to Andrews, who's right back on the field after that injury, but he's tackled soon.
Yeah, he'll gain only about 1 yard. This afternoon's game is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Permission for this broadcast has been granted by Section 4, the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game cannot be used without the written consent of WCDO and of Section 4.
That was Hunter Bergmark on the tackle, bringing down Andrews. Same formation for Dean and the Hornets this time. And this, he takes the snap, and he's going to roll out to his left, and he's going to throw to a deep ball in the air. Pass is juggled, and the ruling on the field is an interception.
Yeah, it was picked off in there by number 15. That's Elliot Deppe. So Deppe goes high into the air at about the 35-yard line and snares that ball away. It was a pair of number 15s who were going for it, Cody Snow for the Harpersville Hornets and Elliot Deppe for the Panthers.
So Deppe, throwing an early touchdown in this one, already has himself a touchdown on offense, passing the ball, and an interception on defense. And he'll lead the next drive for the Panthers. Breaking the huddle, led by Cody Merrick. Merrick checks to make sure the formation is according to plan. And he's set and ready to snap the football. Man in motion. Deppe hands it off over the middle this time. That is number 12, I believe. Bergmark, was it?
This is one of those games where last night we talked about, what was it, the bright pink leggings worn by a couple of players. So you had a couple of players out there with green uniforms and bright pink socks. Well, today it is orange shoes, the orange shoes worn by Chris Dewey of Spencer Van Etten.
He definitely stands out in that backfield. And Deppe calls out his cadence. Kicks the man in motion, takes the snap, and hands it off to Dewey. And Dewey tries to barrel his way forward for a positive gain, but he's met hard by a Harpersville defense.
Yeah, there were two or three people that time who came down and held Dewey down to about the 39-yard line. He'll need about five more to get to first down territory.
Third and about five or six for the Panthers. Potential passing situation here as a wide receiver is split out. That's Zach Tyson. He's got a touchdown already in this one. But then he lines up in a three-point stance. Flag thrown. Looked like he might have been Tyson himself that jumped off. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, they had a man in motion that time. And I don't know who that is. It may have been I see number 33, and I don't have a number 33 on my chart. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Oh, it is. It's Garrett Swayze. So Garrett Swayze wearing a different number from our original thing. But the man who went in motion that time and was guilty was not Swayze, but the man who had been split out to the right. He's the one that jumped and went over the line quickly.
That was Zach Tyson. And I've never seen a wide receiver line up in a three-point stance like that. And there it is again. This time it's Dewey on that side of the field. And he's still looking to pass is Deppe. He rolls out, trying to avoid defenders. He's got nowhere to throw the football. He's just going to tuck it and get as much as he can.
So Garrett Swayze is the man who is not on my original roster, but he is on the game roster today.
And this will bring up fourth down for the Panthers. Punting situation here for Spencer Van Etten. Stephen Lee is on return for Harpersville, and he awaits the kick. Punting, it appears to be Zach Tyson. Long legs on this young man. And they're awaiting the snap, and long snap, but another flag on the field, and he kicks a ball that's kind of spinning to the left, just crosses midfield before it goes out of bounds, and we'll see what the flag is.
So we are at 7:28 of the opening period of this ball game. It is led by Spencer Van Etten. 8-0 is our score right now.
And the penalty is against Spencer Van Etten. In all likelihood, that will be declined because the Hornets have very favorable field position, and that appears to be true.
And they will take over the ball on downs now. The ball being spotted down, let's see, back at about the 47-yard line, back in their own territory.
Interception from Harpersville on their last drive. No harm done, though. Quick, excellent defense by the Hornets to get the ball back right around where they left off before that turnover. And Dean is the man at quarterback and kicks Stephen Lee in motion, and now Lee's got the football, but he's tripped up. It'll be a gain of about one or two.
We mentioned that there are a number of other games going on around the area today. Seton Catholic Central playing at Delhi in another Class D crossover game. Corning will be at Union Endicott. Oneonta at Main Endwell. Shenango Forks will be visiting Whitney Point as they go up Interstate 81. Nerk Valley playing at Shenango Valley. Dryden at Thomas A. Edison High School. And it will be Binghamton at Elmira. And rounding out the Section 4 teams playing today, Lansing against Waverly down at Athens High School in Pennsylvania.
And after kicking a man in motion, the man was Snow. There's a penalty against Spencer Van Etten. Someone lined up in the neutral zone. That'll give Harpersville 5 yards, bringing up another second down.
So the action continues on the field, even though it happens to be penalty action.
A lot of flags early in this one, but Harpersville moving the football, trying to get on the board. Still early, 6:45 in the first quarter. Clock continues to tick. Dean kicks Snow in motion and fakes it to him as he rolls to his right to throw. Gets his feet set and throws it to Andrews, who reels it in and is able to coast in for the touchdown.
That was as sweet a play as you would ever want to see. It comes at 6:32 of the first quarter of this ball game. So now it's an 8-6 contest as John Andrews, a great target who has proven himself to be a quick runner, managed to sprint down the right sideline that time and catch the ball easily and go in for the touchdown. PAT attempt coming up.
8-6 is our score. 2-point PAT attempt coming for Harpersville. And after a snap, Dean's going to keep it himself and cut it upfield and get that 2-point conversion to tie this ball game up.
And we are all tied up.
You're listening to football here on WCDO.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life. Let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You are New York's 360, excellence in broadcasting, award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Kickoff is going to be returned by number 12, Hunter Bergmark, after a short kick, but he is hit quickly by some defenders.
He gets about to the 39-yard line, and he gets the blue crunch right there as he was stopped dead in his tracks. It will be first and 10, Spencer Van Etten, and the ball down at the 39-and-a-half-yard line.
You and I talked earlier about the wind, anticipating a lot of running football. Shows how much we know. Two first scores in this game were both in the air. One was a deep ball to Andrews, and one was a quick pass to Zach Tyson. We're all tied up 8-8. With 6:29 to play in the first quarter. And Depe lines up in a similar formation they've had all game and takes the snap and runs the same play that gave them a touchdown, only this time Tyson makes the catch and is hit hard by
Zach
Lee.
Zach Tyson got that ball and grabbed it just as he was tackled low, right around the knees by one of the Hornets, and brought down right in his tracks.
Tyson's displayed some good hands in this one. That was about a 7 or 8 yard gain, bringing up second and 2 or 3.
Really good hands, but no foot action at all.
Thanks to Stephen Lee. Handoff over the middle to Bergmark as he runs a man over and falls forward for a first down in the, for the Panthers.
We were talking about the senior line that this Harpersville Panther, mm-hmm. that the Spencer Van Etten Panther team has. Our roster didn't have heights and weights, but they've got some big boys in the interior of that line.
Cody Merrick definitely looks like he knows how to block. He's the starting center for the Panthers. And they've looked good up front to start this one. Kicks a man in motion and takes the snap. That's Depe to back to Bergmark, and he's crunched hard.
So Bergmark goes right up the middle. He runs in one direction only. No cuts, no swerves, and he'll get about 3 yards as he manages to get across the 45 down to the 43-and-a-half.
Second and 7 for the Panthers. Clock continues to run, but the team showing more haste getting to the line. Depe looks left, then right, says out his cadence, and calls a ball that was, through it, and it was tipped up, incomplete.
The games last night, Johnson City topped Norwich in a game that was played at Alumni Stadium. Vestal shut out Ithaca 49-0. And in a game right down the road here, it was Susquehanna Valley defeating Windsor, 20-14 was that score. While out west, Cander was defeating Odessa Montour 35-8. It's interesting because Cander, who had been beaten up so many times this year, just exploded when they got the opportunity.
Those short passes can be very effective for the Panthers, but often there can be some defenders nearby. That was the case last time. On this next play, Dewey's going to take a handoff after initial play fake, and he's met by a Harpersville defenseman.
Oh, I'll tell you, we had two people in that time for the Harpersville Hornets. Stephen Lee hit him low, and another teammate hit him high, and the ball carrier went down rather hard, even 5 minutes showing on the clock. First period of this ball game, 8-8 the score. Harpersville entertaining Spencer Van Etten on a Saturday afternoon.
Dewey tried to turn it upfield after the toss, and he came to the right side, but Stephen Lee, we've seen time and time, is very good at reading and meeting defenders before they can get to the edge or the sideline where they can turn it upfield. This will bring up fourth down for the Panthers in a punting situation.
Fourth and still about 6, and the punt will come from the 45 back in Panther territory.
Tyson's ready for the snap. It's a good one, but there's a flag on the field after a punt with very good hang time, and Lee dangerously dives on that ball.
Yeah, so we will see what's going to happen here. You talked about hang time. It was terrific. It's interesting watching the referee out there. Vern Rollins threw the flag back to one of the other officials that he had, and the ball, even though the flag is weighted, the wind took the flag that time and blew it right back to Mr. Rollins.
False start on the punting team.
And
that'll push them back, and they'll have to redo fourth down. Stephen Lee still back to return for Harpersville.
So now it's going to bring up a fourth, and we will call it about 11 as they spot the ball back down across the 45 to about the 46-and-a-half-yard line.
And that was a good kick we saw from Debbie on the last one. It's difficult to punt on a day like today with these gustly winds, and this one's a little lower, but it takes a bounce, and Harpersville's just going to run away from it.
Yeah, the ball will roll down to about the 25. They'll put it in the play at the 24 or 25. That was absolutely the right call to make there.
Harry.
Unadilla Valley last night managed to get by Oxford 27-14. Green turned around its fortunes and defeated Trumansburg 26-6. Bainbridge-Guilford, a big winner over Watkins Glen last night, 38-6.
Harpersville ready to start their drive, and it's going to be a handoff to Lee, who's trying to get outside, and he is just so good at being able to use that speed.
So Stephen Lee goes in motion from left to right, picks up running speed, and actually makes the turn on the corner and will pick up 6 or 7 yards as he gets the ball out across the 30 to about the 32-yard line.
Good run that time from the shifty Lee, and he's able to read his blockers and get as much as he could possibly. And Dean looks around the field and takes the snap, and this time he's going to fake it to Lee and roll out to pass. The ball is up high in the air, intended for number 22, Dylan Smith, but it falls incomplete.
Big, long throw. Powerful arm by Dean. The thing of it is that Smith that time couldn't get running speed. Smith, a big boy at 6'2". He's another good target. We haven't seen as much of him as we've seen of John Andrews this year. 4:34 as the clock goes down toward the end of the first quarter.
Third and almost four coming up for the Hornets. We have a whistle blown, play is dead, and it looks like there's going to be a timeout. And you're listening to football on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Anthony and Harry here in Harpersville, and we'd like to take a moment to congratulate the Harpersville varsity volleyball team for their three-peat MAC championship last night against Sydney. Harry mentioned earlier that Sydney football lost to Tioga last night.
Well, we have an opportunity also to talk about an event that's coming up on Monday in Sydney. There will be a benefit, a book signing by Big Chuck D. Imperio that's being held at the Sydney Country Club. It's for the benefit of the Sydney Chamber of Commerce. 6:30 is the time, $10 admission, and a limited number of tickets.
Big third down for the Hornets, but the snap is going to be put on the ground. Appears to be recovered by the Hornets, thankfully, bringing up a punt for the Hornets. That ball could have been disastrous for Harpersville, giving Spencer Van Etten some good field position, but they're able to dive on the pile of bodies there and get the football.
4:20, and the clock still running. Opening quarter of this ball game, all tied up 8-8. The ball down at about the 26-yard line.
71, Tyler Gates.
Tyler Gates is back to punt the ball for the Hornets.
Punting for the Hornets, takes the snap and kicks it high and far, but it's right at the return man, Chris Dewey, who makes a man miss with a nice move, but then, as you noticed, Harry, took a good hit.
Dewey gets across midfield, gets down to about the 46-yard line, and you talk about solid force meeting solid force. Dewey's going to go home sore tonight.
Judging by the contact on that hit, I was anticipating Dewey to go pushed back, but Dewey showed some strength, and both members of that collision will be feeling that.
The one that we've mentioned before, Chris Dewey, with the bright orange sneakers or football shoes.
Spencer Van Etten has good field position to start their drive after that return, just over the 45-yard line in Harpersville territory. Depe has two play fakes and rolls out to his right. He's got time, and then he throws the ball up in the air, and wow, what a catch by Joe Judge.
Not only does he have time, he has Judge down inside the 20. He and Stephen Lee go down and roll over, and the ball will be spotted down somewhere toward the 15-yard line. Looks to me like at about the 15-and-a-half or 16, and they'll wait while they move the chains, and everybody moves downfield. 3:44, the clock running down here in period number one.
Big gain for the Panthers, and a big factor in that time was not only was there good blocking up front, but what a play fake by Depe to roll out to the right. I don't think anyone even noticed that he still had the ball.
Not only one, but twice.
And he takes the snap and hands it off to number 12, Hunter Bergmark, for a nice run.
Bergmark manages to get down close to the 10, and he will be stopped there.
And that'll bring up second and five after they move the marker.
Far more people here than we saw early in this ball game, as a lot of people come in, wrap up in their blankets, and watch things going. They still have 3 minutes in this quarter and three more quarters coming up after that.
Panthers standing on the 11-yard line. Depe takes a snap, gives it right back to Bergmark on the same play, but he's met this time by the defensive line.
Yeah, they keep it on the ground and manage to try to get just across the 10-yard line. It still has a third, and we'll call it three, as the ball is almost touching the chalk mark.
And this is a big third down for the Panthers. They're very close to the goal line, and we're not sure about their kicking situation. They elected to go for two on the opening touchdown, so I'm assuming that they're not much of a field goal kicking team.
So third and still a long three.
And Depe's going to call a timeout. He turned right at the official and decided to say, hey, we need a break. In any event, we'll be back with football in just a moment.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Wakeman Construction of Sydney has been a proud supporter of high school sports for many years. Everyone at Wakeman Construction hopes our local teams have great seasons. They hope you enjoy your experience and continue to participate in team sports through your high school years. Wakeman Construction of Sydney specializes in commercial construction. They're an authorized Butler Building dealer. Best of luck to area sports teams from your friends and fans at Wakeman Construction of Sydney. Call 369-5601.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Clock reads 2 minutes and 11 seconds in the first quarter, and it's been an eventful first quarter, Harry. 8-8 is the score.
If you look at the Spencer Van Etten Panthers, they spent really the whole season playing Class D schools. The only game that they had that was against the larger school from Class C happened to be their contest against Trumansburg. They ended up winning that one by a pair of points in the first game of the season. 28-26 was the score of that contest. Outside of that, the Panthers managed to rack up 192 points all season. That was 80 points better than their opponents.
And the Panthers have just taken the field after their timeout, and Depe is lined up and takes a snap, toss left to Dewey. Dewey's going to try and get to the edge, and he has a blocker in front, and that's all he needs to get into the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah, Dewey that time managed to find a great hole and went on in. So it's a 14-8 score right now. And let's see, somebody's slowly getting up on the near side. That's going to be Damian Laramie, who is up and walking off under his own power, but he was shaken up momentarily and not too happy with being winded. 2:05 actually, showing the time of the touchdown up on the clock now, and we're getting ready for the point after attempt, and a man that will be Zach Tyson is split way out left.
Two-point PAT attempt coming here for the Panthers, and they're going to look to throw, rolling right, and the pass is incomplete. Depe couldn't get it down to his man that time.
Yeah, the man who is the intended receiver was Garrett Swayze, and Swayze was going to go for the ball, but the hand of Stephen Lee came up and batted away rather forcefully.
Score is 8-14, and you're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
That was a 13-yard rushing touchdown for Chris Dewey on the Panthers, and that was the first time we saw a toss to the left side like that, and it worked to a charm to get their team into the end zone. Timeout well spent, evidently, for the Panthers. Here's the opening kickoff. That kick is high but short and going to be caught. Oh, put on the ground. Ball is still on the ground. Pile of bodies. Hard to tell who has the football. And it's recovered by the Panthers.
So the Panthers end up having a good break going their way here with 2:04 remaining on the clock, period number one.
That ball was deflected off a Harpersville blocker who had to return a short kick. And right time, right place for the Panthers.
Yeah, there are moments that happen like that. The ball is now placed down right at the 41-yard line. It will be first and 10 from there, the 41 in Harpersville territory.
We definitely know that a football can take some pretty weird bounces. Deputy's got his man to his right, kicks him in motion again, and he's going to take a snap and throw to the left side of the field, caught by Joe Judge for a decent gain for the Panthers.
Yeah, let's see. They're going to put the ball down at about the 24-yard line, so indeed a very good run.
Jacob Matthews has been kicked in motion on quite a number of plays we've seen from the Panthers. And that kind of motion really has allowed the blockers to set up and give Depe the time he needs to throw, which they've had success doing. There he does it again. Kicks his man in motion, and this time he's going to hand it off left to Dewey. Dewey tries to make a man miss and goes, he goes high, and the man hitting him goes low, making him go down into the air.
It's interesting because this may very well be the last year that we see Spencer Van Etten playing as a Class D school. There are consolidation talks going on with joining forces with Candor. In fact, there's a public information meeting coming up at Candor early in November with a vote scheduled in early December.
Second and 7. Quick handoff up the middle to Bergmark, who tries to fight his way forward for as many yards as possible. But not much available there for Bergmark as the defensive line had those holes collapsed.
And the clock goes into fast mode as it's 48 seconds and the digits flying around. They may be time for one more play. And nobody is in a hurry to break out of the huddle, so we're getting close to the end.
And it'll be a big play for the Panthers. Third down, they're standing on about the 17-yard line, and they need about 6. Toss to Dewey on the left side. No one can get there, and Dewey's just going to go into the end zone untouched.
Yeah, and not only does Dewey manage to get the first down, he gets the touchdown. So that comes in at 21.9 seconds remaining here in the first quarter of the ball game, and Spencer Van Etten finds themselves up by a 20-8 score. And this is one of those that none of the coaches want to see that much on the scoreboard, being behind by 2 touchdowns at this point of the ball game. 2-point PAT attempt coming up as there's no kicking formation for Spencer Van Etten.
Plenty of game left in this one, and it's going to be the same play toss, but the ball is put on the ground. No chance of getting the extra point conversion there.
Yeah, that pitch came back and was just frankly bobbled by Dewey. So as a result, it goes for nothing as Dewey, the junior, couldn't pick it back up. And by the time he got a hold of the football, he was lucky not to have it turned over.
8-20 is our score, and you're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at MengInsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Anthony and Harry here with a correction for you. After a signal by the official for a touchdown, they're going to replay the down because apparently Chris Dewey did not get into the end zone. It was touched out of bounds. Bit of a confusing situation here on the field.
Yeah, the scoreboard clock had gone up and made it a 20-8 score. Now they have reset everything back to 14-8, and they're saying it's going to be a second down. So once we finally get going again, we will see it's going to be second down. And let's see, where are they going to put it? Maybe they've said that time has run out. So basically, they're going to reset the line markers at the other end of the field, and we will go from there. So we have gone to the end of the quarter, and the score is still 14-8 with Spencer Van Etten leading Harpersville at this point.
Listening to football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
We're specialists in
about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you.
It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Roberts Eye Care Associates.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Anthony and Harry back with you. Score is 14-8, but interesting play coming here.
So the ball is going to be brought back to Deppy, and Deppy will hand off to Chris Dewey. Dewey, the junior, trying the left side of the line. He will get short yardage on that, but will not have the touchdown. The ball put down at about the 5-yard line.
Big third down coming up for the Panthers.
So now with a new 12 minutes put up on the clock, we are here and ready to go again.
And
the officiating team out there on the field checking things out, making sure that everything is right.
Yeah, the ruling on the field earlier when we thought Dewey was able to get into the end zone turned out that he had his foot on the line before he was able to cut it up.
So it is once again Spencer Van Etten's Panthers lining up now with a 3rd and 5. Deppy taking his time, sends a man in motion, drops straight back, fakes, rolls to his right, and throws into the end zone. It will be incomplete. The intended receiver there was number 10. That is going to be Zach Tyson.
Tyson was going to try and run that ball down. That ball was floating, and there was no one else on that side of the field. It was just a prayer with all those defenders around him trying to get the ball in the air. It was Deppy, but Tyson was not able to run that ball down. Would have been an impressive catch.
14-8 is our score. Spencer Van Etten leading here in the early moments of the second quarter of this ball game. 14-8. Deppy, now the senior, bringing his team out of the huddle. Sends a man in motion again, moving off to his right, but the play is stopped as we will have a timeout being charged by Coach Ron Miller. Coach Miller, coming from the far sidelines, wants to talk to Depe and company and making sure that everything is set right. Now, the winner of this ball game goes down to Binghamton's Alumni Stadium next weekend for the semifinal contest. We have been told by the officials here, not necessarily league officials, that the winner of this contest will play Tioga. And if that's the case, it would mean that Unitego will be playing Notre Dame in the other semifinal contest, and that we also understand will be at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. So it sounds like Saturday afternoon football next week in the semifinal contest. The conference is broken up on the field. Here comes Depe and company. Coach Miller goes to the far sideline. Swayze goes in motion, rolling back. It's going to be Depe. He throws it in. Oh, no, complete. The hands are up, so Swayze manages to grab that football, and with the result, the score now goes to 28-8. It just happened a couple of minutes later than we thought before.
That ball was in the air for a while. Stephen Lee looked like he might be able to get there and disrupt it, but great hands that time by the receiver. I believe that was Swayze who was able
and
to hang on to that
Swayze,
touchdown.
Not only that, is a freshman playing in a backfield with two seniors and a junior. So Garrett Swayze making his presence felt. Depe sends Swayze in motion again, and on the PAT attempt, it will be a pass that was intended for number 44 in there. Anyway, that's Jason Morris, another freshman, but it is going to be incomplete. So we have a 22-8 score as we are in the opening moments of the second quarter of this ball game. A Saturday afternoon football game on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
11:22 in the second quarter. Joe Judge has placed the football down, and he's ready to kick off.
So Judd approaches the football. It's going to be a low end-over-end kick that was actually batted down by number 70, David Cacciavilli, and as a result, the ball is going to be spatted back, and I believe that was grabbed down by the Panthers.
The Panthers have regained control
of
the football.
Have gotten the football right back, and it's been a while since the Harpersville offense has been able to get on the field.
It's one of those situations where it's really good to be able to get your hands on the football in great position to block a kick after it's only gone 10 yards or so, but if you do that, you got to hang on to the football. You can't throw it out for anybody to grab.
First down, Spencer Bennett.
The offense for the Panthers has had some success on their last few drives and look to pick up right where they left off at midfield.
They're definitely going to be energized during the second half of this ball game. Chris Dewey takes the ball, actually just squeezes it in his left hand, runs right. He'll pick up about 5 yards as he gets down to about the 46, 47-yard line. Long five.
And boy, was that fortunate for the Panthers. That transfer that time between Depe and Dewey was not as clean as we've seen in this game, and Dewey was able to relocate the football and hold on before any disaster could occur.
Boy, either he has suction cups on his fingers or he has very big hands, because he was carrying that just one-handed. So here comes Depe again. Once again, we'll send a man in motion. This time, it's a clear pitch. It comes back to Dewey, and look out. Dewey goes down the left sidelines and to the end zone. But a flag has been thrown upfield. Two flags are thrown down at about the 45-yard line. So back the line of scrimmage, Coach Miller across the field is not happy at all. And now we have number 72. That is going to be Damian Laramie, 6'2", 230 pounds, throws his helmet immediately. One of the referees throws his hat down. And as a result, we will have a foul called against Laramie. So the emotions showing just a little bit. A conference of all five officials between the 40 and the 45-yard line. And that will resolve the situation first with the flags at the line of scrimmage and later in the flag at the near sideline, which we know is a sportsmanlike call against Laramie. Now Coach Miller comes out and he wants to have things explained to him. He walks away from the official on the far sideline, so he's not happy. And the referee, who is Vern Rollins, is now explaining it to everybody at midfield, and he goes out to pick up the flag.
And that touchdown came from Chris Dewey on, man, I was really impressed with his speed. Dewey, we don't have his size and weight listed, but his speed for a tall guy, very impressive to me.
But when we see the result of all of the flags, that was what I was mostly interested in. They say that the touchdown is going to be allowed. So everybody is moving down, getting ready for the PAT, but the call of the officials, I was waiting for you to pick that up. It looks to me like the flag is not going to, or the penalty is not going to be against Spencer Van Etten.
No, it is not.
Which you could have called the whole thing back. 26-8 is what they put up on the scoreboard. It will be corrected if that is not in agreement with the officials. 10:27 showing on the clock, so you've got to figure out that was who, Swayze, who did went in for that touchdown?
That's Dewey.
Dewey?
Yeah.
So here we go again. It is going to be Depe looking across at the opponents. He's going to keep the ball himself this time. He will not get through the blue wall, and as a result, our score remains 26-8. And now you will have to see where they will be kicking from once they finally get going. They put the ball down. Now I'm even more confused because they're going to put the ball down at about the one-yard line, and this will be second down. So now I'm really confused. They did not have the touchdown in there at 10:27. I hope somebody will come over and explain everything that's going on. Depe continues to go at it again. He sends the man in motion. And again, he tries to keep the ball himself. And with that, we will have the arms go up, and it will be scored as a touchdown. Instead of at 10:27, it is going to be 10:22. That's what we have on the clock, and it is called a Panther touchdown. This is one of those situations where you really are pretty embarrassed when you can't figure out what is going on. But twice in this ball game, we have had what appeared to be touchdowns that didn't come at the time when we thought they were. They came two or three plays later. So now it's the point after attempt. Ball spotted down, snap back, and it's going to be number 44 who will carry it in. That's Jason Morse, and now we see it is not ruled as a point after attempt. They say that he was stopped before he got to the end zone. So we have here now a 26-8 score on the scoreboard, and if that is not in agreement with the officials, they hopefully will let us know. It is Saturday afternoon football. Suddenly, the sun is coming out and basking this field in Harpersville. It's football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Anthony and Harry here. After a lot of confusion and commotion, Spencer Van Etten is ready to kick off.
So the kick will come from the 40. It looks to me like we had offsetting penalties and no yardage marched off against either team. So the ball will be to the Harpersville Hornets. They trail 26-8 in this ball game, and they will take over possession of the football down at about the 23-yard line and will have it first and 10.
And if you're Devin Dean for the Hornets, you're thankful just to have the ball in your hand. It's been a while since Harpersville's been able to get on the field for an offensive drive.
So we have seen numerous flags. We have not necessarily figured out the one that came here that where Laramie threw his helmet. That you thought for sure was going to be something, but we did not see anything coming down there. So we are going to have a pause in the action as Harpersville will try to reassemble and get things going. Coming up next week, we want to make sure that we remind you once again that the Otego High School Q and Curtain, that is the theatrical club, will be presenting The Wizard of Oz. We had the opportunity to chat with a couple of people last night and find out more information about The Wizard of Oz. It is going to be at the Unitego High School Auditorium. Three performances next week. There will be one on Friday night, one on Saturday night. Both of those come up at 7 p.m. There will be a Sunday afternoon matinee at 2 o'clock. And we had the opportunity to chat with Miriam Thurber, who will be in the role of Dorothy, and Adam Williams, who will be the Lion. Back at the football field, Devin Dean manages to roll to his right and get a short pass away. It will be batted away by the Panthers, so no gain on the play at all. It simply becomes second and 10.
The man who was able to get his hands on that football was Hunter Bergmark, who just swatted it away before anything bad could happen with that pass for the Panthers.
So right back again, looking into the bright sunshine, Devin Dean and company. He goes this time to the elusive Stephen Lee. Lee explodes out to the 30-yard line, so he will have a gain of about 6, possibly 7, depending on where they spot that football down. So it will bring up, we'll call it a 3rd and about 3.
And you said explode, and that was an accurate word to describe the speed of Lee to just get that ball and get off to the races before we could hardly say it.
So Dylan Smith is now in the lineup for the Harpersville Hornets. Man goes in motion. The ball is snapped back. It is going to be handed off to Lee, but a flag will bring the action to a standstill. Lee walks back to referee Vern Rollins and hands him the football. They say illegal procedure called against Harpersville.
And that'll take the Hornets 5 yards back, bringing up a 3rd and long for them.
Well, 3rd and about 7. The ball being spotted down just inches below the 25-yard line. 9:30, second period of play, 26-8 our score. Spencer Van Etten in the lead. Once again, they'll go to Lee. Lee is hit with his forward progress at about the line of scrimmage, but we will see where they end up putting down the ball.
And that was freshman Jason Morse, who got in there and just erupted and kept his feet pushing and was able to get a big tackle for a big stop for the Spencer Van Etten Panthers.
So a loss on that play of about a yard. That will move it back now inside the 25 down to about the 23-yard line.
Dewey standing at about the 42 awaiting the punt return.
And a big towering kick. Tyler Gates hits it up. Talk about hang time. The ball is going to be gathered in at about the 43. Blue uniforms all over the ball receiver. And it will be first and 10, Spencer Van Etten, at about the 43.
Dewey attacked that ball that was hanging in the air that time and was able to get there before any of the kicking team members for Harpersville were able to surround the football.
So week 9 football games will be announced early next week. So we should hear sometime Monday morning where the various teams will be playing. All teams have the option to play a 9th football game. Some of those, particularly the Class D games, will be playoff games. They will be determined by who wins today. Dropping back is Elliot Dappy. He will hand the ball off as he moves back. And it is going to be Chris Dewey who gets the ball, and he will be stopped almost immediately. He'll pick up about a yard, possibly 2 on that play. It looks like they've spotted it down at about the 42.5 yard line. So the gain will be rather short, only a yard, yard and a half.
Despite the short gain, Harry, Dewey shows a lot of tenacity when he runs the football. Very hard runner.
Zach Tyson splits off to the right side. A man goes in motion. Dappy holds the ball high over his head, then hands it off to powerful number 44. That is Jason Morse. And Morse will manage to get a first down for the Panthers. The ball spotted down at the 32.
Morse coming on the field to play offense after a good play on defense, making impacts in this game on both sides of the field.
So Jason Morris, one of 2 freshmen Morris, I'm assuming brothers, who are on our original roster. That was sent to us early in the week. They sent us a revised roster later that had a number of freshmen who had been brought up from the modified team, and they are numerous, but actually, one of them, Garrett Swayze, has been seeing a lot of playing time in this ball game. So we've got a pause in the action. Timeout being called by Coach Ron Miller. You're listening to Saturday Afternoon Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Both teams are trotting back onto the field after that pause in the action, and we are ready to go. Here's Harry with the play-by-play.
So Elliot Dappy sending Chris Dewey in motion. The pitch goes out to Jason Morris, number 44. Morris will be dropped in the backfield.
That was a great play that time by the Harpersville Hornets. I happened to notice Coach Ron Miller's reaction on the other side of the field for Spencer Van Etten. He was frustrated with somebody on that play.
Loss of about 3. The ball back across the 35 to the 37-yard line. 7 minutes even on the clock. Second period of play. Elliot Dappy, the senior quarterback, leads his team out of the huddle. splits a man off on the near side this time. Longer than usual count. He'll put a man in motion. He whips around, puts that ball high up into the air with his hands, and goes to Chris Dewey, goes in there to Jason Morris. Morris will lose the football, and the Harpersville Hornets recover at about the 30-yard line.
And that time, Morris got rocked, and he got hit so hard the ball just had to come out. And fortunately for Harpersville, right place, right time for the fumble recovery.
First and 10 from high side of the 30-yard line. We'll call it the 31. 6:37 remaining until halftime.
26-8 is our score.
So Devin Dean putting the ball on the ground this time. Let's see, who is that going to be? Mitchell Weiss gets up to about the 35. He will gain about 3 on that one. The ball just touching the chalk mark at the 35. Going into the ball game for the Hornets, it's going to be Dylan Smith, the junior, coming off to the near side is going to be Anderson. Anderson split way out right. 6:01, the clock running. And running also with the football is going to be Devin Dean. But Dean is nabbed as he is grabbed down from behind that time. 54, Doug Burley. So Burley, a senior, manages to come in, grab a hold of that jersey, and he will not let go.
Designed rollout that time for Devin Dean and the Hornets. Immediately after the snap, he was running to his right, but he was met instantly by Burley, who wasn't fooled at all by the play.
So now with the loss, a substantial loss, taking the ball back down inside the 25, Devin Dean wants a long pass. He throws it up. Two men were on the defense for the Panthers. The intended receiver that time, I believe, was John Andrews. Andrews climbed the air ladder but could not bring that down. And two white uniforms on either side of him.
Difficult catch that time for Andrews, who, as you said, Harry, had to try and go up and reel in this ball on third and long, but Zach Tyson was one of the two defenders able to get a hand on it.
So it is going to be a ball upfield that is going to be, let's see, number 40. That is going to be Chris Dewey, who wanted to make the reception. He got that ball low down around his knees, couldn't hang on to it. It was momentarily loose, but he was able to recover the football before any of the Harpersville Hornets could get there.
And yeah, Dewey was put the ball on the ground after it bounced there, and he was able to relocate where the ball was before Andrews could get there, because he was the soonest Hornet trying to get to that football.
So Elliot Deppy and company will start their drive in Harpersville territory at about the 46. Deppy sends a man in motion, long count. He hands the ball off to Morris, and Jason Morris will be stopped just about at the line of scrimmage as he tried to come to the left side and then go upfield, but he was not able to do that. There may even be a very short loss on that play. Looks like the ball is spotted down at about the 46.5-yard line. 4:46, and the clock has been started again.
The ref signaled for the clock to continue to run, and we just went under 4:40 here in the second quarter.
Cody Merrick, the center, out of the huddle and up over the football. Dropping back is Deppy. Deppy rolling to his right, wants to throw, does throw. Incomplete forward pass, as there were too many blue jerseys around.
I believe Tyson was actually able to reel that ball in, Harry, and that'll give a short gain. He fell to the ground, and the ball went really low. Difficult to tell, but it was caught for a short gain.
So, short gain. The ball will be down at the 41-yard line. Duffy taking time to make sure he clarifies the play before anybody breaks out of the huddle this time. So we'll call it third and still about five. 26-8 is our score. Spencer Van Etten in the lead. Man in motion. Ball will be kept on the ground. Very short gain that time. And let's see. Who are they going to bring back up?
Someone's on the ground for Harpersville. Trainers are being waved to get on the field.
Yeah, that happens. Tyler Gates, one of the senior co-captains, is being administered to. He has his helmet off, and one of the coaches goes on out to attend to the downed player. So he is taking his time, winded a little bit, and he will be attended to out there. Well, if you happen to be one of those who likes harvest suppers, they are all over the place today. Most of them turkey suppers. If you want to go to Guilford, there's one there. 5 to 7 this evening. There's one in Morris at the United Methodist Church. Both of them, actually, at the United Methodist Church. Harvest dinner in New Berlin. Chicken and biscuit dinner off in Milford at the United Methodist Church. South New Berlin, it's the First Baptist Church. Boy, you've got all kinds of dinners to enjoy this evening.
And jogging back on the field is the Panthers.
Gates is okay. He finally, when he just caught his wind, he came running off all completely under his own power. So it will bring up a fourth down in a kicking situation, but they're not going to kick. Man sent in motion, and with that we will have flags flying all over the place as a big broken play and 5 yards will be marched off against the Panthers.
Not the worst thing that could occur for the Panthers. If they consider a punt in this situation, the punter can probably kick it as hard as he can and hope to pin them deep for the situation. Lee is back on return.
Tyler Gates had to sit out one play. That he has done. Now he is back on the field. So momentary winding, and that was about all. And it is going to be Zach Tyson, the junior, who directs everybody in the huddle for the Panthers. Ball will be kicked away. It's a low end over end kick, momentarily bobbled by Lee. Now he picks it up, but he will not get lots of running room. Out to perhaps the fifth. Let's see. Who went down for the Hornets? Who is down momentarily? That looks like David Cacciavilli, the 250, 11, what is he, sophomore. So he's being attended to across the way.
I'm concerned, Harry. He's definitely going through some pain over there.
So we have ourselves a momentary pause in the action. That gives me the opportunity to remind all of you one more time that one of the area's leading coaches, Jim Hoover of Walton, is in the running to be named the best high school football coach by USA Today High School Sports. The athletic department of the winning coach will receive a couple of $1,000 and some cash prizes will be awarded to the athletic departments of the top 5 coaches after 3 rounds of voting. You have your opportunity to vote. You can go in usatodayhss.com. So USA Today, HSS for high school sports, .com and cast your vote for the team, the coach that you prefer, and hopefully it will be Walton coach Jim Hoover.
And if you happen to be a supporter of baseball, we have another game in the World Series tonight.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, series is still tied 1-1. Game 3 coming, this time in St. Louis. Coverage will start at about 7:30 p.m. on Fox. And, oh, good news, player is able to get up and is standing with the assistance of a coach. He's definitely in some pain.
Well, it's just simply a matter that the officials are have him up, and the coaches, and they will bring him off to the near sideline, just tenderly favoring one foot, I guess is the best way to say that.
And the pitching matchup, going back to the baseball game for tonight, will be for Boston, Jake Peavy. He's got a record of 12-5 and an ERA of 4.17, going against Joe Kelly for St. Louis, who's got a record of 10-5 and an ERA of 2.69. We've had some great pitching matchups so far in this World Series, Harry.
Yes, and we have had a plethora of rather elementary mistakes, I think is the other term that we want to say.
Yeah, that's Harry's having some trouble with his microphone there. Hopefully that is all checked out. Yeah, we got an interesting series for tonight. In any event, we are back on the field with some action, and the play is going to be run quickly to Mitchell Weist, who falls forward and is powered on a good run that time by Weist, bringing up second down and about four.
I have had a lot of interesting things happen throughout my broadcasting career, but it's the first time that I ever had a cord off the microphone work its way loose and end up falling off, literally falling off the headset. 2:33 showing on the clock. The ball will be kept on the ground, as still up and running is Devin Dean. Dean across the 40-yard line, comes right into the bench on the near sidelines as he's pushed out of bounds at about the 42. And when he is out of bounds, the ball breaks loose, but it was already a dead ball situation, and the Harpersville Hornets find themselves in excellent field position.
You and I often talk about the speed of Lee, but we often forget about the speed of Devin Dean as well.
So Devin, acting as the quarterback, he's 6'1", 183-pound junior, which happens to make the coaches very happy to have a returning player. He'll keep the ball again. He will get across the 45 to about the 47 or 48. Give him a gain on that play of nearly five.
Dean doing it with his legs so far on this drive.
So the Harpersville Hornets trailing in the ball game 26-8, here with 2 minutes even left as we advance toward halftime. Ball spotted down, as we said, at the 47.5-yard line. Lee goes into motion. Devin Dean passes the intended receiver that time, was John Andrews. Little pop pass right over the center. And with that, Andrews not able to get into the position that he wanted to be in. So the ball goes back to the line of scrimmage at the 47-yard line.
Andrews had to get the ball sooner than he would have liked, because that play was disrupted in the backfield, and Dean had to get rid of it maybe a second or two earlier than Andrews anticipated.
So Lee goes into motion. Devin Dean rolls back. He's got lots of time. Downfield, he has McMillan. And a fine play that time by number 44. That is going to be Jason Morse, who just leaps up and bats it away.
Interesting, Harry. We have number 44, Jason Morse, and his potential relative is also number 45, Tyler Morse. And they're both freshmen.
And this is one of those things where I didn't have time to chat with the coach ahead of time, so as a result, I don't know of any family relations. We just have two men, both Morses and both freshmen. Ball going to be kept by Devin Dean. He gets close to the line of, or close to the first down territory, probably going to come up the length of the football a little bit short. They will spot it down, and then, I believe, call for the chains. And Vern Rollins, the referee, calls for the chains across the field, and they will spot down that football.
What made that play impressive, Harry, was Dean's second effort. Dean was met pretty early on this run, but he was able to stay straight up and realize that, hey, maybe if I spin off him, I could generate a few more yards, and that's exactly what he did.
Well, this is one of those where Dean would love to be able to advance this football down and get it into the end zone. Now the officials say he is going to be just inches shy. Everybody was looking at the football and where it came down, and now they will move it into the hash marks. And while that is occurring, we will have timeout called by the Harpersville Hornets. It's another Saturday afternoon football game on your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Anthony and Harry here, and after taking over on downs, the Spencer Van Etten Panthers are going to run the football and attempt to keep that clock moving.
Yeah, they want to just let that time be eaten up. 1:10 and the clock running as we go toward halftime. This is the fourth game of the Class D quarterfinal playoffs. Going into motion is Morse, dropping back. It is going to be Dappy. Dappy wants to pass the ball. It's going to be an incomplete forward pass down at about the 40-yard line.
That ball was tipped off the initial receiver, and almost caught on a tip pass was Joe Judge, who dove for that ball. But a great view of the play that the official had and was able to say, hey, that was incomplete.
Three of the Class D quarterfinal games have already been played. Tioga defeated Sydney last night 31-0. Unitego over Moravia in a game that Anthony and I covered. 35-6 was the final on that one. And the closest contest of the night was down in Elmira, where Notre Dame defeated Walton 36-28. Man in motion on the field. The ball will be pitched to Morris. Jason Morris picks up running room, will have the first down, finally runs out of bounds. A flag is thrown, and we will see what happens. We have 48.8 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, that flag was thrown very late, Harry. Yes. Looks like it was towards the end of the play.
Very late indeed. And let's see, what do we got?
Unnecessary roughness. He was kind of out of bounds when he got hit, so the referee's claiming that he had already been out of bounds and that hit was a little late.
That will move the ball down to the 24-yard line while the chain crew moves down into position on the far side of the field. Both teams reorganize in their respective huddles.
That penalty is very favorable to Spencer Van Etten. Now with 48 seconds, looking at an opportunity to score again before the half.
So Elliot Deppy, the senior quarterback, looks back at the clock, sees 46 seconds, and he wants to pass. And he has a man down into the end zone. And they say it is going to be touchdown. Going high into the air was Zach Tyson. And Tyson, the junior, manages to grab down that football. Also back there in the end zone happened to be both Cody Snow and Stephen Lee for the Harpersville Hornets. But there is a flag upfield, and it appears to be against Spencer Van Etten.
And it is indeed, Harry. Fortunately for the Harpersville Hornets, that touchdown will not count, and that'll push back Spencer Van Etten about I believe 10 yards. And they will line up the football there.
So the penalty will shove the Panthers back to the 40-yard line. So it will now be a 1st and 25. The ball spotted down at the 40-yard line.
Despite the call, Harry, that was a very impressive catch by Zach Tyson, who was as well covered as he could get, but simply won the jump ball situation and kept the football for himself.
The one thing that you have to say about the passing for the Panthers not only have had a couple of great catches, they've had a couple of great ones that have broken up plays by Harpersville and batted the ball away. They are just one tough team. Now a short gain will move it up, but with that, the ball is going to be put back into play without a huddle. 24.2 seconds. The official now finally calling timeout. Ball has been advanced from the 40 up to the 34-yard line.
Yeah, that ball was spiked by Spencer Van Etten to stop the clock. Second down quickly to third down after that spike with 24.2 remaining in the half.
Elliot Deppe talking to his teammates, wanting to make sure that everybody is clear. Breaking out is Cody Merrick. Merrick, the center, now snaps the ball back. It is grabbed by Deppe. Deppe down into the end zone, but this time it is going to be just batted away by Stephen Lee. 18.2 seconds remaining in this second quarter.
Stephen Lee was with his man stride for stride that time and simply waiting for that football to come down and make the play.
And with that, both teams will start heading toward the respective locker rooms as we still see 18 seconds up on the clock, but the official score and the official time is being maintained on the field, and the officials say it is now halftime. So we have ourselves a 26-8 score as Spencer Van Etten, the Panthers, are hoping to make it all the way to the Class D semifinals. It's football on a Saturday afternoon on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.